Again, it's a Walsh team that has been plagued by a couple of different things this year. They've had injuries at different times. They're without Garrison Keesler today, maybe the rest of the year, and he's obviously been a big piece for them this year, but battling through the injuries and battling through some of the other things they have, they would love to see nothing more than to avenge their earlier season loss to Hillsdale on January 8th. Cartier in center circle in the blue uniform, working left to right for Hillsdale. Kostolak for Walsh in the white uniform. Tip is up and controlled by Hillsdale. Connor Hill, the senior point guard, gets it left wing to Yarian. Yarian, left corner. Here's Cartier down the left baseline. Tries to go up and under. Kostolak slaps it out of there with a nice block. Here comes Montague down the floor for Walsh. Right corner square to Kostolak. Now to Montague. Montague to Kostolak. Back to Montague. Underneath Kostolak. Tries to go up and under and misses the layup from left of the rim. And the rebound to Hillsdale. 19-23, about 37 seconds in, and Hillsdale back with the ball. Here's Tavon Brown, top of the key. Right wing Yarian, left corner, Larson. Left wing to Hill, back to Larson. Larson, right wing Yarian. Yarian down the right wing and scores to the right of the bucket with the right hand. 2-0 Hillsdale, 1 minute in. Walsh ball. Here's Daryl Strotter, the 19-point average. Off to Milan Square, who's been inserted into the starting lineup the last two games. Now to Montague, averaging 16 points over the last seven games. Montague, right wing to Square, with 10 on the shot clock. Now Cantor on the right baseline, 8 on the shot clock. Cantor backs down, and an offensive foul taken by Austin Yarian for Hillsdale. 18:39, first half, 2-0, the Hillsdale lead. Hillsdale, the Chargers, back with the ball. Their only loss this year came to Finley. It was a half-court shot at the end of the game by one of Finley's leading scorers in Tommy Schmock. It was a top play on SportsCenter as Hillsdale scores again. Connor Hill with a little fadeaway from the left side of the lane from 7 feet out. 4-0 Hillsdale, 18-15 in the first half. Top of the key, Montague for Walsh. Gets it to Strotter. Strotter double-teamed on the left wing. Now picked up by Larson. Strotter drives, gets to the basket with the right hand, and scores it. Nice little layup there from right of the rim by Daryl Strotter. Over 1,500 career points. Approaching the 1,600 career point mark is Daryl, the senior. Underneath, Cartier loses the pass that time from Connor Hill, but it will stay with Hillsdale at the rim to our right. 17:46 in the first half, 4-2, Hillsdale, the 11th-ranked Chargers in Division II ball. Inbound here from the baseline by Davis Larson, goes to Yarian, left wing, underneath Larson, goes up from left of the basket, and scores. Easy move there for Davis Larson. All he had to do was turn around and lay it up and in. 6-2, Hillsdale in front, Walsh with the ball. Strotter, right wing, Cantor. Cantor hands it off to Strotter, top of the key, thought about the three underneath to Cantor, goes up from right of the lane and misses the right-handed hook shot from 6 feet out, and the rebound to Hillsdale. They can add to their 6-2 lead here early on as Yarian drives down the right side of the lane, gets tripped up, and a foul here going to be called against Mark Kostolak. That'll be his first. Team second on Walsh, 17-10. In the first half, 6-2, the lead for Hillsdale. Hillsdale with the ball. Top of the key with it is Larson. Right wing Yarian, a three in the air. Missed it off the back of the iron. Rebound to Daryl Strotter and Walsh. They trail 6-2, 3 minutes in. Left wing, Strotter. Strotter, step back three, and good! Oh my! Daryl Strotter with gorgeous dribbling and then a gorgeous shot. 6-5. Hillsdale has their lead cut to 1. Hillsdale ball. Connor Hill down the right side of the lane. Scoops and scores with the right hand. Nice move there. 8-5 Hillsdale early on. 16-30 in this first half. Montague works down the lane there for Walsh. Throws it into the left corner for Square and it's tipped out by Hillsdale. 16-29 in the first half. Hillsdale with a steal. It's Yarian up with it. Yarian looking to go all the way and does and lays it up with the right hand at the rim to our right. Last 4 points now to Hillsdale. They lead 10-5. Walsh ball, Strotter the other way. He misses the running layup from the right side of the lane. Down the floor comes Hillsdale. Yarian in the left corner saves it to Hill. Underneath now Brown goes up from left to the basket and scores with the right hand. 16:02 left in the first half. Hillsdale on a 6-0 run as they lead by a score of 12-5 early on here. Really playing some good basketball at this point as Hillsdale just absolutely dominating this game as Walsh takes a timeout. Hillsdale comes out scorching from the field. They haven't shot a three yet except for the one, but they haven't really needed to. And it's not something that they do with a lot of regularity anyway. They're not really known to be a three-point shooting team. Their specialty, really, known for being more of a just drive inside and score easy baskets type of game. When it comes to shooting threes, they're towards the bottom of the conference. They've only made 102 of them all year. And as far as that goes, they have the 6th best 3-point shooting percentage and they're 10th in the conference in 3-point make, so it's not really something they're known for. Walsh, on the other hand, towards the top of the conference in both of those categories, but through 3 minutes and 58 seconds of this game, Walsh has their work cut out for them, already down 12-5. And Walsh will have the ball out of the timeout. Some early frustration being sensed on the floor by Walsh as, again, the 7-4 Cavaliers have lost their last two to Malone and Finley. And Coach Young and the bunch at Walsh would love nothing more than to get back into the win column today. Right wing, Strotter with it for Walsh at the hoop to our left. Now right baseline to Cantor. To Strotter into the right corner, and the ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Strotter on the far sideline. Hillsdale to get it back. Into the game now is Luke Howes for Walsh. As Milan Square takes a seat, Kyle Gosler also into the game for the first time for Hillsdale. Right wing Brown with it. Right of the lane, Cartier. Cartier backs down, gets it left wing now to Hill. Now Cartier left of the lane for Hillsdale, backs down, right wing Brown, that's an open three, and he missed it off the left side of the iron. The rebound into the hands of Daryl Strotter for Walsh. Down the floor he comes. Strotter on the right wing, trying to run the two-man game with Kostolak, shoots a three instead and misses it. Weak off the iron, rebound to Tavon Brown and Hillsdale. Cartier drives down the left side of the lane and scores with the right hand for Hillsdale. It's an 8-0 run now by Hillsdale to lead 14-5, 5 minutes into the first half with 14:55 left to go. Men's basketball here in Division II NCAA action. Top of the key, step back three for Montagu for Walsh is missed. Long rebound, tap back. Walsh gets a new possession, 20 put back on the shot clock. Here's Strotter. Right wing Kostolak, a three in the air, and he got it! Mark Kostolak, the 6'11 big man with just his second three of the year. He's 2-for-4 from deep now on the season. 14-8, Hillsdale's lead is cut to just 6, ends their 8-0 run. They have the ball again. Top of the key, Arian, left wing Gosler. Now left of the lane, Cartier backs down, up with the right hand in the lane. Nothing you can do to stop that beautiful hook shot that went in from 7 feet. 16-8, Cartier, the leading scorer in the GMAC, has 4 now in the game. And Walsh trails by 8, 13:55 in the first half. Walsh with the ball, Strotter, right of the lane, left wing. Howes pumps on the 3, works in left of the lane and scores from 12 feet out. Nice little move there by Luke Howes. Just a freshman is Luke Howes. Cuts the Hillsdale lead to 16-10 with 13:35 in the first half. Hillsdale ball, left corner Brown, underneath Cartier. Cartier on the left baseline, backs down, gets double team. Luke Howes with the steal. Nice job there. Kostolak and Howes double teaming the best player in the GMAC. Here's Daryl Strotter now. Right wing to Howes. Howes, left wing to Strotter. Shoots a three and misses it off the front side of the iron. Rebound to Montagu. Right wing, Howes a three and got it! 16 to 13. Hillsdale's lead is cut to three by Walsh. They come out after the timeout and they are playing some better basketball now. Right wing Cartier the other way for Hillsdale misses the three. Walsh can tie here down by three with 12:45 in the first half. Left wing, Montagu with it. Drives in, gets to the basket and scores with the right hand from 7 feet out. And a whistle on the floor, and the ball just went down the floor. No timeout, but here comes some substitutions into the game.